T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Simon Owen is our reporter from Fox in London, and the European Union is keeping track of the numbers. This could impact a lot of Americans who might have wanted or needed to go to Europe. What's the current stance, Simon?
Hey, good morning. Yes, and it potentially impacts a lot of Europeans who had been hoping to welcome Americans in the next few months as well. Mm-hmm. It's to do with a lengthy 3-month shutdown of European borders for the coronavirus. We've seen this in countries around the world. 3 months ago, the European Union pretty much drew up the drawbridge and shut off its external borders around its 27-country grouping. Now, it wants to start reopening those borders next week from July 1st. Travel within the EU is already back underway. They wanted to give that a couple of weeks to get that moving again before they look at the rest of the world. But they are keen, they say, to get things back open to the rest of the world. And now there's a question of who they reopen to, because it sounds like it's not going to be a blanket lifting of this ban and suddenly everyone can come back in. And the EU at the moment is working out what criteria and what assessments it's going to impose on other countries to decide whether their nationals can travel to Europe. And there are documents doing the rounds, unofficially, drafts at least, that suggest that the criteria would keep Americans out. Various criteria that they're looking at. They want to see if a country has stable infection numbers or decreasing infection numbers. They want to see if the situation with the epidemic in each country is similar or better than it is in Europe. And there's various figures that they're putting around to look at the way that goes. There's also going to be a more objective, I suppose, assessment about countries' records on testing, on contact tracing and treatment, on the reliability of their data. And all of that put together has led to suggestions that, yes, Americans may not be allowed back into the EU, at least initially. It's going to be reviewed every couple of weeks. And that would put the US potentially in a bracket with Russia, Iran, and much of Latin America.
Are they having that same crisis? I know Iran did, but numbers-wise.
Yeah, if you look at the infection numbers, mm-hmm. South America is probably the epicenter these days of the most spiraling infections. Russia's caseload seems to be growing, although the authorities there say it's under control. I think there is one other really major problem here, which is not to do with epidemiology or data or tallying things up. Mm-hmm. It's simple diplomacy. Yeah. And there are reports over here that France is adamant that it's not going to lift restrictions on any country that hasn't also lifted restrictions on Europeans. And President Trump banned most travel from the EU back in March. The EU was very unhappy when that happened, and that ban remains in place. And so I suspect there's a very good chance that until the Trump administration allows Europeans back into the US, then Europe is probably going to keep the door closed to Americans.
Simon, I think that point is what's really going on here, because everybody's eager to get the money flowing again and get back to some sense of normalcy. Plus, I'm sure they're hearing from very unhappy people who have investments and properties and family members and the like. The world just isn't as segregated as it was even, 50 years ago, and that's got to be. And they were mad that Trump didn't seek guidance from them formally before he made his announcement. So this is a very good way to slap back at him. Really interesting.
Well, I mean, we talk about the Atlantic being, you know, across the pond, and it is, it's actually obviously a very long way. There's a huge amount of distance between Europe and the US, but actually travel between these two continents is huge. It's big business. And so Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, has said that he's confident that some kind of solution will be found to this. And actually, I was on a talk that he was giving to a European group yesterday. He said that the administration has already been contacted by 12 European countries who want Americans to be able to travel. And so his suggestion was that the EU at Brussels level might be talking about this. He's not sure European countries are on board with keeping Americans out.
Interesting.
So watch and see.
Yeah. Hey, Simon Owen, I really appreciate the update live from London this morning with Fox. Thank you, Simon.
Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.